This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 23rd of October 2022. Today is the new amateurs edition where we acknowledge newcomers to the hobby and congratulate those who have gained a new licence. We're taking a bit of a breather today, hence the shorter than usual program. We had an early deadline for items and we've been running around preparing for Perth Tech. We do have some exciting news about a new scoring system for the Australia Day contest and some sage advice for newcomers to the hobby and more news for amateurs in Western Australia and beyond. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News with amateur radio news since 1931. You can hear News West on air, online, on demand and on video. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, and let's get on with it.
To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who've gained and upgraded their licence in the past month. In case you're wondering, there are 1,438 amateur licences held in VK6 today, the same as last month. Please welcome at Foundation Phil, Travis, Gary, our own Paul, Richard, Akil, Andy, another Paul, John, Joseph and Jason. At Advanced, Nigel, Dennis, Colin and Graham. For those new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And hey, if you hear them calling, say good day. Offer congratulations and, of course, positive encouragement if they seem a bit diffident. Help them make some noise. So let's keep the numbers growing. Come on, encourage someone you know who's keen but reluctant to get their license.
By the time this news bulletin goes to air, Perth Tech will be mostly over and done with, and Bob will be collapsed on a sofa somewhere. Hopefully, it will be his own sofa in his own home. If you find a bewildered Bob on your sofa, please wake him up gently and point him towards home. There'll be a wrap-up of Perth Tech on next week's News West, just as well it's the Anything Goes version. We'll be telling our stories of Perth Tech, and no doubt we'll be congratulating ourselves for a good show. We'll try to get some interviews with the presenters and punters alike for inclusion in News West. But tell you what our listeners would really love to hear is a story of your Perth Tech experience. Either send your story recorded in your own voice, or send the text for one of the team to record. Either way, your comments will be valued. So what about Perth Tech 2023? Let's wait a little while before we think about that.
Welcome to the New Hams episode 63. I'm going to talk about the information glut confronting anyone entering a new situation. In simpler days, hobbyists, including amateur radio operators, relied on books and magazines to further their knowledge, improve their skills and find out about new equipment and developments. In those days, the information was fairly reliable and that it had to pass by an editorial team of some sort and that the integrity of the information was the bread and butter to the publisher. If you publish nonsense, the credibility of the publication suffers, affecting future sales. Fast forward to today, when the books and magazines are still around and probably with the same dependency on accuracy as before. Subsequently, the information contained therein is likely to be reliable. What we have on top of traditional information sources is the internet. We ask Google, and that's fine, and there's a lot of good information to be found on the web. But oh my goodness, there's also a lot of garbage. And the hard part is sorting the wheat from the chaff. Firstly, you have to understand that search engines such as Google and Bing and others are marvellous suites of software that trawl through the millions of sites and documents available on the internet and index keywords and topics, etc. You also have to understand that these search engines don't provide you with this amazing facility out of the goodness of their hearts. They do it because they make money out of selling advertising and by selling precedence in each search result. It's no accident that certain companies turn up at the top of each search result. They pay for the privilege. The results that the search engines return are not entirely objective, and that's okay as long as we keep this in mind whilst we look through search results. Now let's get back to the content. I said that books and magazines of yesteryear are reliable because of the editing, reviews and publishing process, not forgetting the need to keep on selling the product. The internet is a different beast altogether. Your content on the web doesn't have to be remotely accurate. You can put whatever you like on your website without any guarantee of accuracy. Search on a topic and often you'll see a large number of hits, most of which turn out to be forums, and you really have to be really careful and look through the responses to glean any useful information. Many of the respondents don't appear to understand the question. And Facebook. Dear old Facebook. This forum can at the same time be quickly helpful and frustratingly useless. And again, many respondents don't read or understand the question that was asked. Some take the opportunity to belittle or put down the person seeking help. And this happened to me this week on Facebook, relating to an amateur radio post. Unfortunately, the instant nature of online forums creates a cloud of information, leaving you to sort it out, picking out the useful bits and disregarding the rest. As a new amateur, you'll encounter good and bad information. You'll soon start to recognise who is generally helpful and who isn't. Latch on to the affirmative. I think there's a song in that.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
It's ham feast time again, folks. The Southern Electronics Group has announced the long-awaited next Manjimup ham feast for Monday, the 21st of November. And for those who haven't been before, the Manjimup ham feast is a pub lunch for radio enthusiasts, and it's held at the friendly Quinnanup Tavern, a small former mill town approximately 30 kilometres south of Manjimup. The food's great, the drinks are cold, and the company is excellent. And your wives, sweethearts, friends, partners, whatever you want to call them, are also very welcome. The start time is 11 a.m. The Quinnanup Tavern is located at 1222, that's 1222 Wheatley Coast Road, Quinnanup, and it can be accessed via Southwest Highway or the Muir Highway. The legendary ham feast raffle will also be held on the day with some great prizes to be won. For those coming from Albany, Mount Barker, Katanning, Perth or most other places, Quinnanup can be reached in 2 to 3 hours travel time. For those that wish to stay a bit longer, there's a caravan park at Quinnanup. It's right behind the tavern. It's great. And accommodation can also be found in nearby Manjimup, Pemberton and Northcliffe. Now, it's best if you pre-order your meals to help the chef to get sufficient supplies on hand and to prepare and deliver the meals in a timely manner on the day. Now, Rob has sent out the menu on email, and it's also on the Southern Electronic Group's website, so you can select your meal on the day if you like, but there's no guarantees if you haven't pre-ordered. So you need to email Rob with your meal choice and to confirm your attendance so that he can prepare a spreadsheet for the chef. Get your selections to Rob. And Rob's recommending the battered mushrooms and fried camembert for entrees. Sounds good. Please have your orders back to Rob by 8 a.m. Tuesday the 15th of November at the latest. Now, the second important point is when you arrive on the ham feast day, go straight to the bar, well, most of us do, don't we, and let the staff know your call sign and your name, and they'll take payment for your meals. So they'll say hello, give me your money. The chef's aiming to serve the meals between 12 and 1 p.m., but with upwards of 45 people expected, that equates to one meal cooked and served every 90 seconds. So please be patient. So Rob says thanks all, and he looks forward to hearing from you soon and seeing you at Quinnanup on the 21st of November. I think I'll be having a go. It's a great little spot. And Rob's email address is vk6limadelta@outlook.com.au. Did you get that? vk6limadelta@outlook.com.au.
The Perth Tech main event was Saturday, with nearly a dozen presentations on a wide variety of subjects. And we also had the presidents of RASA and the WIA talking about their respective organisations and common ground. The whole of the Perth Tech program was recorded and will be edited into short videos of each segment and posted to our YouTube channel for all the world to see. Today, there will be some VKFF activations as part of the Perth Tech workshops. These are in the afternoon, so if you're listening in the morning and want to join in, check out the VK6.net website for details. Otherwise, please consider operating from home as a chaser and get the parks into your log and make it worthwhile for the activators. That's double whammy fun for all.
The members of the Northeastern Victoria Amateur Radio Club, NEVARC, have decided to open their flood initiative again to help those fellow amateurs in need. A pool of $2,000 is available for amateurs in the flood-affected areas, particularly Shepparton and Ekuchia, in the form of 20 $100 Coles Myers e-gift cards. These cards are for amateurs and their families that have been affected by the floods to buy any needed items, from a bit of food down to a dry pair of socks. Please visit the club's website, nevarc.org.au, that's nevarc.org.au, for more information. We'll put up a link on the vk6.net website, and this item was from Matt, VK3 Victor Sierra, who is the president of the Northeast Victoria Amateur Radio Club, and we thank Matt and the club for their dedication in helping others.
Bruce, VK6XZ, is the secretary of the Hills Amateur Radio Group, and Bruce advises us that there's an auction of goods from Silent Key Shack clearances coming up. The Hills Amateur Radio Group will be holding an auction of amateur radio and associated items from the estates of Jeff, VK6ZY, Silent Key, and John, VK6AU, Silent Key. The auction will be held on Saturday the 5th of November, 2022, at 12 o'clock, at the home of Haag at the Paxil Guide Hall, 5 Sanderson Road, Les Murdy, 6076. Items will be available for inspection from 11 a.m. The auction will be followed by a sausage sizzle. Please forward any queries to the secretary by email to secretary@haag.org.au.
This is News West from VK6ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
The News West team this week is Roy, VK6 X-ray Victor, Paul, VK6 Echo Mike Delta, Greg, VK6 Lima Hotel, and welcome back to Mike, VK6 Kilo Mike Sierra, and Andrew, VK6 Alpha Sierra. The broadcast team is Phil, VK6 Golf X-ray, who does the 160-meter broadcasts. Chris, VK6 Juliet India, who does a 7 a.m. broadcast on 80 meters, and at 8 a.m. on 40 meters. And Eddie does an 80 meters and 20 meters relay at 9 a.m. from VK6 RNC. Bob, VK6 Papa Oscar Papa, does a broadcast on 80 meters on Sunday at 7 p.m. And Mark, VK6 Uniform Sierra Bravo, faithfully conducts the news broadcast at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the linked repeater network every Sunday. And let's not forget those who maintain repeater networks that carry the news: WA Repeater Group and Southern Electronics Radio Group. Would you like to join our team? We've got some great voices for recording stuff, and what would really serve us well is some people who will write scripts. You don't need a degree in journalism or a doctorate in philosophy. A degree of insanity might help, but seriously, you don't need any special qualification, just the ability to spot something of interest and write about it. Often, it's a case of copying text and tidying it up for recording. Perhaps you have an interest in history. You could trawl around the National Library's Trove website, looking through old newspapers, or look at Will's Amateur Radio Magazine archive. Items can be any length. However, 2 to 3 minutes is good, and shorter, newsy items are also welcome. And here comes the big one, a very big one. Bob, our producer, would like to retire from the position, and we're on the lookout for someone to take on the role. He's been at it since 2008. He'd love to hand it over to someone rather than it just drop it away and walk away. How about it? Are you interested? Perhaps you could find someone to team up with and share the load. Please give it some thought. newswest@vk6.net is our email address.
If you've been paying attention over the last several years, you'd have noticed that News West follows a set of themes week after week. The themes we follow are the history of amateur radio, club focus, new amateurs, and contesting. Every now and then, the calendar plays a trick on us by inserting an extra Sunday, and in order to keep things lined up, because we're funny that way, we drop our usual themes and run an Anything Goes edition of News West. So here's your chance. If you haven't contributed something you had in mind because you can't keep track of our weekly themes, in next weekend's News West, your story will fit right in because we'll have a total lack of theme. The usual applies. Your story will need to be related to amateur radio and about WA or of interest to Western Australia amateurs. So that leaves you with a clean slate and a broad brush with which you can put together your story and tell your yarn on News West. The story recorded in your own voice would be tops for us, but if recording is out of the question, send your script to us and we'll record it for you. And what's more, we won't even pretend we wrote it. Send your contributions as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
Illegitimi non carborundum. No doubt you've all heard this mock Latin aphorism in one form or another. It means, don't let the bastards grind you down. I give this advice freely to everyone in amateur radio, new or old. Don't let them grind you down. One of the unfortunate aspects of our society is that there are people who think that their lot in life is to tell others that they are wrong, weak, gawky, too fat, too thin, too wrong, too right, etc. And it's just as unfortunate, perhaps more, that our great hobby has its share of these people as well. I heard a story recently, no names, no pack drill. In fact, I don't know any names. The story was about a Foundation licensee who was helping the scouts with Joda. Someone interrupted on air, berating the person, telling them that they were not allowed to help with Joda. The Foundation license holder was apparently so upset that they may now be lost to the hobby. Now there's a couple of issues here. Firstly, you are not the band police. If you think someone is breaching the rules, there are ways to handle the situation without embarrassing them in front of the people they're trying to help. Secondly, you are so wrong in your understanding of the rules. In fact, the rules concerning foundation licenses in activities such as schools and Joda were clarified by the WA board several years ago, and this was given wide publicity by WA amateur radio news on News West and social media at the time. Thirdly, before you go criticizing people about their amateur radio activities, you must understand the rules yourself before launching into a triad against them. Such behavior is not in the spirit of amateur radio, and your style and approach and interpretation of the rules are wrong in so many ways. To the foundation licensee who wants to give up, don't. Please. Illegitimi non carborundum.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Now this comes from Chris VK3 Quebec Bravo. Chris and three other amateurs, Jaco VK6VY, Alan VK6CQ, Luke VK3HJ, are mounting a Cocos Keeling Island expedition from the 25th of October to the 4th of November. And they're off to Cocos Keeling Island straight after Perth Tech. They'll be on air from late evening the 25th of October until late evening or early morning on the 4th of November 2022, of course. The call sign is VK9 Charlie Mike, and they'll also be participating in the CQWW single sideband contest using VK9 Charlie. For QSL info and up-to-date news, visit QRZ. The call sign to look for there is VK9 Charlie Mike. The news team was contacted this week by a lady called Erica Lorimer, who wants to get in touch with any people in our radio community who may remember her uncle, Don Lorimer, of Hamilton Hill. He was a keen amateur radio enthusiast, and he's 92 years of age. And there's more to this story, and you may remember if you've been around amateur radio for more than a couple of decades, Donald Bradman Lorimer, I reckon there's a good chance that his parents were cricket fans, was made a life member of the Wireless Institute of Australia on the 20th of September 1983. What a story that would make. Do you remember, Don? Erica would like to hear from you. To protect her privacy, we're asking that you respond to the News West email address, newswest@vk6.net, and we'll pass your inquiry on to Erica, and hopefully some people who remember Don can be put in touch with him.
In breaking news, Alan, VK4SN, announced during the week that the Australia Day contest rules for 2023 have been approved as per WIA guidelines. After last year's contest, it was noted that people hoped for a global playing field, distance-based scoring, and the ability to use FT8 and FT4, and that's what he's done. For the first time in Australia, we now have a distance-based scoring for phone, CW, and FT8 and FT4, based on a four-character grid square exchange, 1 point per kilometre. Categories are phone, CW, mixed, and a separate digital category that will be pulled from the logs automatically when mixed with other phone and CW contacts. N1MM Logger will support this and has been tested and confirmed that the WSJTX.ADI file can be imported into N1MM for scoring and log production. To make it easy for operators, no contest setup is required on WSJTX as it uses the standard .ADI file it creates by default. Just make sure you start with a clean log for the contest. The N1MM UDC file will be uploaded soon to Alan's website, vk4sn.com. New rules also contain the N1MM setup how-to and are available for download from the WIA's contesting website. Go to wia.org.au and locate it in the contesting section under members. This is a great gain for us here in Western Australia because it encourages stations to work others that are distant. One contact, Sydney to Perth, is worth seven times more than Sydney to Albury. Thanks to Alan and his contesting committee for giving these suggestions a go, and let's hope that the changes will renew interest in contesting.
Well, this is not Roy's amateur radio helpline. I don't know what's happened to Roy. I advised him last week about the early closure. So I hope everything's okay with Roy. Make sure you send your for sales, your wanteds, your disposables, whatever, to Roy for next week. VK6XRayVictor@BigPond.com. That's VK6XRayVictor@BigPond.com. And don't forget to put helpline in the subject line. And we'll hear again from Roy next week. Thanks for listening. Please remember to stick around for the callbacks. And if you can't do callbacks on air, jump onto our VK6.net website and record your callback there. And while you're at it, you can leave some feedback. Constructive feedback, of course. There's a lot going on with propagation and 10 metres is doing some impressive stuff. So what better thing for you to do than to get on air and make some noise?